From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Regional economy aims to realize fiscal independence. Capital relocation chance to revitalize Jakarta. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Home Affairs Minister Tito Karnavian emphasized that the ultimate goal of regional autonomy is to realize fiscal independence in regional governance, wherein it annuls the need to rely on the central government. Karnavian stated it while opening the Regional Autonomy Day commemoration event at Losari Beach, Bali on Saturday. If regional authorities can exploit opportunities in their region effectively, their regional revenues and their chance to realize fiscal independence will increase. He also challenged regional leaders to develop breakthroughs and innovations to increase regional revenues to achieve fiscal independence. Acting Jakarta Governor Heru Budi Hartono has said that the relocation of the national capital from Jakarta to East Kalimantan will present challenges and a chance for Jakarta to carry out better city revitalization and development. In a written statement released on Saturday, he affirmed Jakarta will transform with the specialty of becoming a global city that functions as a main hub of the world's economic networks, that has a binding relationship with other cities and directly impacts the social affairs of the world's economy. The same day, he served as the inspector of ceremonies at an event held to mark Regional Autonomy Day 2023, themed Advanced Regional Autonomy, Advanced Indonesia, at the South Plaza of the National Monument in Jakarta. This Regional Autonomy Day commemoration is a moment to reflect, to understand the importance of a just and democratic government in a nation that has diverse ethnicities, cultures, languages, and customs, he remarked. The Indonesian General Election Commission declared that 700 prospective senatorial candidates for the Regional Representatives Assembly fulfilled the minimum electorate support to advance to the next registration phase for the 2024 general elections. Apart from the President and Vice President, members of the House of Representatives, regional leaders and regional legislator members, voters will also select the senator representing them in the Regional Representatives Assembly in the elections next year. Each province is represented by 4 senators in the upper house of the Indonesian Parliament. Due to the establishment of new provinces in Papua, the next assembly will have 152 members, a significant increase from the current number of 136. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, Hussein Brahim Taha, on Friday, April 27th, received a telephone call from Volker Perthes, head of the United Nations Integrated Transition Assistance Mission in Sudan. According to a press release received by Voice of Indonesia on Saturday, the current developments in Sudan and the need for consultations and coordination as part of regional and international efforts to defuse the crisis were discussed. On another hand, both sides emphasized the imperative of continuing the humanitarian truce to ensure delivery of humanitarian aid, achievement of immediate and permanent ceasefire, and resumption of peace process through dialogue and negotiation. The United States on Saturday, April the 29th, called on China to stop harassing Philippine vessels in the South China Sea, pledging to stand with the Philippines at a time of simmering geopolitical tensions. The Philippines on Friday accused China's Coast Guard of aggressive tactics following an incident during a Philippine Coast Guard patrol close to the Philippines-held 2nd Thomas Sol, a flashpoint for previous altercations located 105 nautical miles or 195 kilometers off its coast. China's foreign ministry on Friday said the Philippine vessels had intruded into China's waters and made deliberate provocative moves. The U.S. State Department said Washington stood with the Philippines' allies in upholding the rules-based international maritime order. The U.S. Federal Reserve is widely expected to raise its benchmark lending rate for a 10th and possibly final time on Wednesday, May the 3rd, as it continues its fight against high inflation. The U.S. Central Bank is likely to take this decision despite growing signs that the American economy is slowing down, with many economists predicting the U.S. will enter a mild recession later this year. Analysts and traders expect the Fed to hike interest rates by 25 basis points and then hold them high in a bid to bring inflation back towards its long-term target of 2% without spurring a deeper, more painful recession. Last item, Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said on Sunday, April the 30th, that even as the external environment remains volatile and fraught with serious geopolitical tensions, Singapore can be cautiously optimistic about its immediate economic prospects. In his May Day message ahead of Labor Day, he noted that Singapore's economy continues to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic, with GDP growing by 3.6% last year. Hard-hit sectors like tourism and hospitality are also picking up quickly. While slower growth is expected this year, Singapore should avoid an outright contraction, said the Prime Minister, adding that inflation will hopefully moderate in the second half of the year. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on atmospheric dynamics caused Indonesia's rising temperature. Indonesia's Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency conveyed that unusual atmospheric dynamics, one of the reasons the country experiencing hot temperatures in the last few days. Acting Deputy for Climatology Dodo Gunawan in Jakarta on Monday said that although Indonesia did not experience a heat wave like the extreme heat that hit other Asian countries, the maximum temperature of the surface air in Indonesia was classified as hot. He said there were several causes of hot temperatures in Indonesia, among others unusual atmospheric dynamics. The hot temperature in April in South Asian regions is climatologically influenced by the apparent motion of the sun. In addition, the trend of global warming and climate change means that heat waves are more likely to occur 30 times more frequently. Due to the dominance of the Australian monsoon, Indonesia is currently entering the dry season. The hot temperature is also caused by the maximum intensity of solar radiation in clear weather conditions and the lack of cloud cover. Meanwhile, the Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, in an Instagram upload on Wednesday, asked all parties, including ministries, agencies, and local governments, to be prepared to make mitigation efforts against El Niño, which is predicted to occur next August. He said that based on the experience in 2015, El Niño has the potential to cause widespread drought, forests, and land fires in Indonesia. This will have an impact on decreasing agricultural and mining production and contributing to inflation. He said that El Nino also had an impact on Indonesia's inflation because of the large contribution of food to overall inflation. This is because it is estimated that 41% of paddy fields are experiencing extreme drought. World Food Program data even states that 3 out of 5 households have lost income due to drought, and 1 out of 5 households must reduce spending on food due to drought. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with April 30, 2008, the National Information Disclosure Days declared. Every April the 30th, Indonesia observes National Information Disclosure Day. Today's commemoration is motivated by the presence of Law No. 14 of 2008 concerning public information openness, which was assigned by the then President of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, on April the 30th, 2008. The date was chosen because this public information disclosure law was signed on April the 30, 2008 and began to be implemented on April the 30, 2010. National Information Disclosure Day aims to be a forum for reflection on the latest condition of information disclosure as well as an evaluation of work programs that have been carried out. Turning to April the 30, 2011, International Jazz Day celebrated for the first time. International Jazz Day is an international day declared by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, in 2011 to highlight jazz and its diplomatic role of uniting people in all corners of the globe. It is celebrated annually on April the 30th. The idea came from jazz pianist and UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador Herbie Hancock. Jazz Day is chaired by Hancock and the UNESCO Director General. The celebration is recognized on the calendars of both UNESCO and the United Nations. Today in history with April 30, 2022, the termination of the first phase of analog TV broadcast in Indonesia. The Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Information stopped the first phase of analog television broadcasting services on April 30, 2022. It began in 3 broadcast areas in 3 provinces and 8 districts or cities. The first area is in Riau, precisely in Dumai City, Bengkalis Regency, and Meranti Regency. The second area is in East Nusa Tenggara, namely North Central Timor Regency, Belu, and Malacca Regencies, while the third area is in West Papua, namely in Sorong City and Sorong Regency. That was today in history.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. In his email, he said he very much welcomed VOI International Quiz 2023 and suggested that the lucky winners of the prize contest should be invited on a trip to Indonesia and digital radio sets should be given to listeners as small prizes. Hello, sir. Thank you for your appreciation and attention to VOI International Quiz 2023. Your suggestion will be delivered to our management. Please send your answer and don't forget to invite your family members, relatives, and friends to join the quiz. For you and other listeners, now I will play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Ku titip dia padamu, ja. jagakan jodohku sebentar hingga ku siap jadi yang terbaik untukmu. Ku tak sehebat dirinya, selalu penuhi yang kau mau. Ku punya cinta yang kan cukup di duniamu.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on government anticipates if Israel qualifies for World Beach Games 2023. The Asian government anticipates that if Israel passes the qualification in July, there will be tactical steps to keep the ANOC World Beach Games in Bali running smoothly. Indonesian Minister of Sport and Youth Affairs Dito Aryo Tejo said this in response to Israel's opportunity to appear at the third largest multi-event in the world from August 5 until 12. The state of Israel is still a hot issue after the statement by the governor of Bali, Iwayan Koster, who emphasized that the Israeli national anthem cannot be sung in Indonesia. According to Koster, this has been regulated in a Minister of Foreign Affairs regulation of 2019, which states that the use of flags, symbols, or other attributes, as well as the playing of the Israeli national anthem, are not permitted in Indonesia. This is because there is no diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Israel. Previously, the U20 World Cup event, which was supposed to take place next month also in Bali, was cancelled due to objections from a number of elements regarding the participation of the Israeli U20 national team. As a result, FIFA removed Indonesia's status as the single host of the biggest football event in the world at that age group level. Meanwhile, the chef de mission meeting of the second ANOC World Beach Games in Bali on April the 28th revealed there are 69 countries joining the event and Israel was not involved. This is in line with the ANOC official letter sent by its Secretary General Gunia Rilinberg to the Indonesian Olympic Committee some time ago. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to a letter from Seiji Hattori in Japan. In his letter, Seiji Hattori was listening to our broadcast in Japanese program through frequency 3325 kHz. Hello sir, thank you for your letter. My friend from the Japanese section will reply to your letter as soon as possible. Please be patient for the reply. Well, listener, whatever you are, if you listen to VOI broadcast but a lot of interference and noise, to overcome the problems, I suggest you use RRI Playgo application. So just type RRI Playgo on your Play Store or App Store on your smartphone, download it, and select logo VOI. Then you can listen and even watch our live streaming. If you miss it, you can watch the review below. So you can listen to VOI without interference or noise. What are you waiting for? Download RRI Playgo, RRI Playgo mobile application on your smartphone.
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is on Tuti Adage, a unique hot spring on Alor Island. Alor Island, which is the eastern end of Nusa Tenggara province, has indeed become a magnet for local and foreign tourists, because here tourists can feel the sensation of the natural beauty of Alor Island far from the crowds. One of these tourist attractions is Tuti Adagae Hot Spring, which is a unique hot spring located in Adagae Village, Lembur District, Alor Regency, East Nusa Tenggara. Tuti Adagae hot water is different from other hot springs because the water gushes up from neatly arranged crystalline rocks. This is the main attraction because there are rarely natural hot springs that gush up. Birds of fountains that blend with the sunlight in each arrangement, plus pebbles, leaves, and stones around it that look orange in color, are really amazing. Tuti Adagae Hot Spring has three hot spring points. The first point has a large jet of hot water, which sometimes sounds like a large motorcycle exhaust. This burst of hot water passes through stacked rocks resembling a chimney, with a burst of about 4 meters high. Not far from the first point, there is a second point where the rocks spout three fountains, while at the third point, the burst is smaller. Tuti Adagae hot water contains sulfur, but the smell of sulfur is not too strong. Local people believe that whoever has a skin disease and bathes or washes his body in Tuti Adagae hot water, his skin disease will be cured. But you must first pay attention to the temperature of the water, because it can be up to 90 degrees Celsius. Apart from that, around the location, visitors will also be treated to an extraordinary beautiful view, starting from the Zafana, reeds that are as tall as an adult's chest, green and brown leaves to purplish flowers. If you want to visit and see firsthand the charm of the Tuti Adagae fountain, you have to pay attention to the roads because they are very bumpy, so you have to make sure that your vehicle is in prime condition. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in, write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice, and then send the essay and also the audio register yourself by clicking the banner of VOI International Quiz 2023 on our website, voinews.id. The registration form is in the Google form. This essay writing competition is open from April 10 to August 20, 2023. For those selected as the winners, one participant for each language service will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia, 11 September 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and keep updated with our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram at voi_official.
Hari ini, esok, lusa, dan selamanya hanya ada kau di hati. Kau buatku serasa hidup dalam mimpi. Meski terjaga, tak ada setitik ragu hadir mengajakku pindah ke lain hati. Bersamamu hingga bumi tak bermentari, padamu ku berjanji. Oh, semerbak kasih kita mewangi selamanya. Harum abadi lestari asmara. Oh,
DJ
That was the third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is on Indonesian film Minang Onde Mandi, entered the international festival in Italy. Indonesian films are once again recognized at the international film festivals. The film Onde Mandi is officially representing the country in the Far East Film Festival that focuses on introducing Asian films to European audiences. The festival is being held in Udine, Italy from April the 26th to 29th. Onde Mandi is a film directed by Visinema in collaboration with Gandeng Ceneng Film and Visionan Capital. This film is considered quite unique and is included in the Far East in Progress 2023 category. Director of Onde Mandi, Paul Fauzan Agusta, feels honored to be able to introduce the noble culture of Minangkabau, an Indonesian ethnicity in West Sumatra. The film tells the story of a pensioner named Angkuan who lives alone. He then wins a raffle prize from a soap company. He will use the prize worth billions of rupiah for a noble purpose, namely building a village for the common good. However, before claiming the big prize, Angkuan passed away. After Angkuan left, the residents and village leaders made big plans. They tried to convince the soap company that Angkuan is still alive in order to claim the prize and carry out his final message. Things got even worse when two soap company representatives suddenly came to the village to validate the winner. Through cooperation and mutual cooperation, villagers are not afraid to fight for their plans for the rights of Angkuan. The chosen of Onde Mandi in the ranks of Progress 2023 category indicates the film has great potential and is considered unique by the organizing committee. This film focuses on raising the cultural nuances of the Minangkabau people West Sumatra and will be present as a family drama and comedy film. In the Far East in Progress 2023 category, Onde Mandi competed with other films, namely Blue Imagine from Japan and the Philippines, Doi Boy from Cambodia, Fruit Cake from the Philippines, and Last Shadow at First Light from Singapore, Japan, and Slovenia. In addition, Pierce Film from Singapore, Sally from Taiwan, and The Imaginary from Japan are also competitors for the film Onde Mandi. That was Miscellany today.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back this year. Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Berseri bila hati tiada rasa kebahagiaan, carilah kawan penyebabnya di dalam dirimu. Saat-saat silih berganti lembaran hidup, suka duka datang pergi irama hidup. Carilah kawan bahagia di dalam diri. Lembaran hidup, suka duka datang pergi irama hidup. Carilah kawan bahagia di dalam diri.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from Yovie Widianto featuring LTZ. Yovie Widianto is an Indonesian musician, composer, songwriter, and record producer who has produced many hits and led many singers to fame. Some groups and singers who have risen to fame with Yovie's works are Kahitna, Yovie and Nuno, Audi, Rio Febrian, Reza Herlambang, Rita Effendi, and many more. Yovie is known as one of the personnel and founder of Kahitna Music Group in the keyboard and piano position. In March 2023, Yovie released the song Menyesal, which was popularized by Reza Herlambang back in 2008. In the cover version of 2023, Yovie collaborates with three young bright singers, Liodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, who are called LTZ. The song Menyesal, which in English means regret, tells about a person who is hurt because his lover has a relationship with his best friend after he introduced him to his girlfriend. This song carries the pop ballad genre. This song is the first song from a series of singles in the album project Yovie and His Friends. Alright, listener, here we go. A song by Yovie Widianto featuring Liodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia with Menyesal.
Semula ku tak yakin kau lakukan ini padaku. Meski di hati merasa kau berubah saat kau mengenal dia. Bila cinta tak lagi untukku, bila hati tak lagi padaku, mengapa harus dia yang merebut dirimu?
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
jujur cinta kepadamu tak mampu aku lepaskan yang seharusnya ku lepaskan tak bisa beranjak.
VOA listener, thank you for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voanews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @VOI_official, Twitter at @VOIIndonesia. Find us on TikTok and YouTube as well. TikTok is at @VOI_official and YouTube channel @VOIOfficial. Or you can send your feedback to our email voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id, or simply send a message to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much for listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.